Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. My woman is out there stuck on 61 somewhere behind a PennDOT truck. And I just thought to myself, what if that PennDOT truck driver on 61 is listening right now? If you are, bud, you know you're doing your job and you're doing a great job. It's just that Laura is behind you. And she's a little frustrated at going 20 miles an hour. Earlier this morning, the same thing happened to me on Route 11. I picked up a PennDOT driver as well, a big dump truck spreading salt. He was going about 40, though. So I was okay with that, I guess. I was a little frustrated. I like to drive fast. Any local police department will tell you that. They've all stopped me at least once. You stateies, you're great guys too. Hey, Tom, a little fast today, aren't you? Yeah, sorry, sir. Anyway, yeah, so I did the 40-mile-an-hour drive in, and I was like, just got to tap on the steering wheel and watch the salt fall out of the back of the truck. Every once in a while, one bounces. Is that a special kind of salt? The one that bounces and comes up and hits your car, it's like, click. And you're thinking, oh, hope it didn't chip the paint. Maybe I'm a little too close to that truck. I'll give it a couple more car lengths. And then you slow it down. And then the guy is tailgating you, wondering why you're so far from the PennDOT truck. But you're thinking, hey, you go ahead and tailgate me, pal. I'm all right with that. I'm not going to brake check you or anything. I hate when people do that because I'm a professional tailgater. So I'm not going to brake check you. And you can tailgate me because I'm not going to get close to that PennDOT truck because I don't want to chip my paint. And he's only doing his job. So here we are, Tom and Laura in the morning without Laura, because she's behind the slower of the PennDOT trucks. Those guys do a great job. I'm glad they're out actually early this morning, because the last couple of snowstorms, I had to tough it out and come in on roads that hadn't been touched. And that's kind of creepy and scary. But this morning at 6:15, I'm happy to announce that they're in full force and they're taking care of it. Different guesstimates on how much snow we're going to get. An inch or two accumulating this morning, a little bit more later. Some are saying 3 to 5, some are saying 2 to 4. And really, doesn't matter. Once you get up to about, you know, I think over 2, over 3, yeah, it's significant snow. Forecast available at WQKX.com, as well as all those school delays and closings. We do them at the top of the hour, every hour, and listen for the Gilson Winternet Report today with a special message on a special discount on Gilson skis and snowboards and your chance to qualify to win one right here with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. With late night TV.
Every 5 minutes this weekend, someone else came out and said, I'm running as a Democrat for president of the United States. There are more Democrats running than there are Netflix specials right now. Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks, is talking about running. His policy is he wants to build a wall around Dunkin' Donuts. That's what he said.
Every side is
94KX, Dancing with Strangers. Is that like Stranger Danger? I'm not quite sure. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Hey, look who just rolled in.
Hi, hi, hi.
Hey, nice to see you.
Hey, thanks. Props to the plow guy for keeping 61 clear, although my mom was behind me.
Okay.
I guess she's taking her vehicle.
She coming in too? She going to do the show with us today?
She could. I should tell her to. No, she's dropping off her vehicle at Sunbury Motors.
Okay.
And she was like, the roads are covered again.
Yep.
So she said 487 was better than 61, but 61 was covered again, even though the plow was in front of me the whole time.
Yep. That is exactly what's happening. I just got a text from a friend saying, hey, how are the roads? I said, I don't know. I've been here for over an hour.
My guess
is they're covered again.
It took me exactly 1 hour to get here.
You should have left an hour earlier, see?
Okay, well, then that would
have
been
today? You should have left your house at 4 a.m.
Okay, that's ridiculous. when I don't live all that far away, and now there's no longer the Natalie Mountain in between myself and this radio station.
Well, there you have it.
I actually left.
Then you would have had to leave at 3 a.m. if you still lived in
right?
Mount Carmel.
I actually left 20 minutes earlier than I normally do.
How'd that work out?
It did not. Here's what happened. And it's fine, because before, the plows were not out, and we complained about it. You know?
Had you been listening to the radio?
I was listening to the radio, but then my mother called me.
Oh, okay.
And then I said to her on the phone, I go, Mom, I'm trying to listen to what Tom's saying.
And that's what I was saying. I was saying I was grateful. I drove to work this morning behind a plow, and so did you.
Mm-hmm.
One of us got here on time.
Yeah.
One of us didn't.
Well, see, here's the thing. On Route 11, you can pass.
No, you can't. Not past a plow, you can't, especially when he's in the middle of both lanes.
Right? There it is.
I guess he was trying to salt both lanes, which is fine. So I came in.
This plow was thoroughly on my side of the road. I turned on to 61.
Your road's more narrow than mine.
Yes, it is. I turned on to 61 from 487, like immediately behind the plow. So it went the plow and then a car and then me. So it was just me and another vehicle. And we all went about 20, 25 miles an hour.
There you go.
So, you know, safe.
That's what's
going to
happen. So what have we learned today, kids? If you leave for work a little earlier than normal, you may still be late.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to be late, just own it.
You're very good at owning it.
Hey, I'm going to be late.
You haven't even taken your scarf or your hat off yet.
Well, it's a little chilly out.
It's about 150 degrees in here.
No, it's not.
I'm about ready to go shirtless. And you're wearing a sweater.
I actually...
And you don't want to see that.
I have on a sweater. I have my scarf. This is for when I go down to my office and it's even colder than
it
is here.
That's not even a scarf. It's a throw rug. It's that large. And then you have your hat on.
Yeah, and the hat's going to stay.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's all going to stay.
News is coming up next, I think. I haven't seen Matt in a while.
I think they're very busy.
They are very busy in the newsroom.
Winternet up and running.
Things are a little bit on edge today, so careful
Doom.
Who you talk to.
Doom.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Love that song, The Purple Man. Probably the best halftime at a Super Bowl ever.
I would agree with that.
Ever.
Do you remember how it was in the pouring rain?
Yes, and he wrapped it up with Purple Rain.
Mm-hmm.
It was perfect.
It was perfect. Unbelievable.
The guy could have electrocuted himself playing a guitar in the pouring rain, but an electric guitar, but it was amazing. Anyway, speaking of Super Bowl Sunday coming up, mm-hmm. just in time for the big game, Reynolds Wrap has unveiled the huge hunger harness.
What?
It's basically a human feed bag.
Stop it.
They released it yesterday, and they sold out almost instantly.
What is it?
It's made out of aluminum foil. You put it around your neck, and it's got several heat pouches to keep your snacks warm.
So you don't have to get up off the couch?
Yes.
To, like, go
or
over
you don't even
to the
have
bar?
To reach.
Or, like,
you
on
don't
the
even
coffee
have to reach
table?
To the
it's,
coffee table.
It's attached to you?
Yes.
Like one
you
of
have
those?
A chest full of snacks.
Is it like one of those silicone baby bibs that like
that's
catch
exactly
the food that drops?
That's exactly what it looks like. Well,
no way. Is
yeah,
there
but
a picture?
It's got pouches. Yes. I'm telling you, it costs $5.
Oh my God, it has a little fold-out tray and a drink holder.
There it is. This is genius.
They put them on sale for $5.
And they sold out immediately. This is America.
God bless America.
God bless America.
I'm gonna have to share this. People need to see
this. Well, wait,
this.
You could go to Reynolds...
Hunger Harness.
Reynolds HungerHarness.com. And, yeah, I mean, look, this thing is for real. Look at that, man. That's that thing. That's just happening.
It looks like a backpack in reverse.
Well, it kind of does, yeah.
But, so, oh, man.
The Hunger Harness. I wonder how many hot barbecue wings you could stuff in that pouch.
At least a dozen.
Ugh.
And then look, there's a place for a warm beverage, a place for a cold beverage.
Who wants a warm beverage during the game? Yeah, put your cold beverage. Mm-hmm. Put one in each pouch there.
I can't wait to see pictures of these on social media of people actually wearing them and
yeah,
using them.
There is a photo here of what it looks like when you wear it. The dude looks pretty happy, too, if you don't mind me saying this. Oh, look at this now. There's a guy actually eating wings out of his buddy's pouch.
Yeah, because they shoved it down in there.
Yeah, but
and there's the little table. Look at the accoutrements on the
accoutrements.
The accoutrements on the
for you guys at
table.
The fire company, you want to Google that word and find out what is an accoutrement edible. Yes, it is.
Shop now. Don't worry, we'll be releasing a new batch of hunger harnesses each day while supplies last.
So you could shop now and put one on hold? Are you actually ordering one? That'd be great. I'll give you the $5. No, I'm excited about
this. It says sold out.
I know, but so you can't order one?
I'm not sure. Hold on.
This is exciting, friends. Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX. Sponsored today by the Reynolds Wrap Hunger Harness.
It is. Oh, my goodness.
Go to hungerharness.com.
ReynoldsHungerHarness.com. Do you know, I'm going to share this on Facebook. People need to see this awesomeness.
Yes.
It's the Super Days of Savings from now till...
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX. You're my sunflower. The big game is coming up, but the big game actually happened in New Jersey. Over the weekend, a 10-year-old kid bowled a perfect game. They think it may be the youngest person ever to bowl a perfect game. And there it is! Kai Struthers.
We brought him to the league when he was almost 5 years old, and he's been bowling ever since. It's just like this guy giving talent.
Calm, cool, collective, laid back, reserved. That's him. So because of that, he doesn't apply pressure to himself.
The most superior attitude of a 10-year-old I've ever seen as a bowler. Now, when he doesn't have a bowling ball in his hand, he's 10 years old.
There you go. So congratulations to Kai Struthers. Yeah, he's the Tom Brady of the bowling alley.
You know, I just want to point out, I feel like bowling doesn't get enough credit.
You know what? It is fun to go. I make fun of bowling all the time, and then I always feel bad about it because somebody calls me up and says, hey, dude, don't do that.
Here's the thing. It actually requires skill and finesse to do what that kid just did.
That's true.
10-year-old kid.
Yes, and most adults can't do that. I am a terrible bowler.
You know what?
Yeah, I'm not the greatest myself.
You're not either, Matt?
No.
Because I'm pretty bad. I don't think I've ever hit triple digits.
I've never.
I actually have a couple of times, but only on a good day.
So you got over 100?
Like, I've only a few times, that's it. Other than that, I've been, like, in the 90s.
Maybe I've gotten 100, like, a few times. But most of the time, I'll start off amazing. Like, I'll first one or two throws, I'm like, oh, sweet, and I'll almost get a strike.
Me too.
And then it is almost downhill from there. I've maybe bowled one strike in my entire life.
Are beverages involved?
Of course.
See, maybe that's why.
It could be it, but I bowl like I golf. I start off pretty well, but then I get tired, and then it's over. I cannot golf.
That's exactly why I am, yeah.
I can't golf 18 holes. At 9, I'm pretty much done.
I'm not allowed to golf for this radio station anymore. Kevin Herr won't allow it.
What did you do?
Because once at a tournament.
Yeah?
Do we want to know?
You may not have to talk about this.
By the end, I was like chucking the golf ball.
Oh, you were throwing the golf ball.
So this was more rage than...
Oh, no. This was just like, it was a 4-man scramble and I wanted to be done.
All right, I got to ask you, when you threw the ball, did it go farther than when you would drive the ball?
100% yes.
There it is.
Triangle Tech graduate.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:18. Wow, just a little bit of snow, but a lot of schools are closing. Some are on delay. Perhaps they'll go in and then let them out early if the snow picks up later on this morning. Who knows? All the information at WQKX.com. And, of course, Winternet, top of the hour. Every hour, when you hear the Gilson Report, you can call in and qualify to win a snowboard. They dropped off their snow meter yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. It's
so cool looking.
It came yesterday afternoon, and I haven't seen it yet, but I'm super excited because it's just in time for this storm, and I hope that we just get 10 feet of snow.
Well, then you won't be able to see the snow meter. It's not 10 feet high. It's a really cool thing. It's like a half a snowboard that they put in the ground, right up against the ground, so it looks like it's half buried. And then it has 1 inch, 2 inch, 3 inch, up to about whatever, a foot of snow. And then on the left side, it has the official snowboarder's snow meter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, awesome, super, pow, pow.
Pow, pow, pow.
Yeah, yeah.
Pow, pow, pow. So it's a powder day, a powder day. So yeah. Exciting.
So it's really neat. We'll post pictures up.
Yeah, and, I think actually I want to go out and maybe we could Facebook Live real quick and measure something on it for the first time.
That would be very cool.
I think we should do that. Also,
let's hope for a measurable snow.
Yeah, I'll take some pictures of it, and okay. we can stick them up on the 94KX Instagram and the Tom and Lur Instagram. We'll tweet it. It'll be on Facebook. But I think we need to go live and go use this thing.
Yeah, we got to go out in the backyard.
Yeah, let's do it.
As soon as it gets light. Let's wait for it to get light. They also have they came up with a great thing, Nick Gilson and Andrew, when they were here yesterday. They want you, of course, to buy skis and snowboards from Gilson, locally made but sold worldwide. But they came up with this idea that if you shop online and use the code 94KX, they'll take like $100 off. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome, because the fact that there are locally made skis and snowboards mm-hmm. right in our backyard,
right,
essentially,
in
New Berlin, but that they're customizable. Mm-hmm. If you want to put Tom Morgan's face on a snowboard, you can.
Nobody knows why you'd want to, but yeah, you can. You could design your own and they'll build it for you.
I'm really excited.
That's
because
cool.
they do demo days at mountains all across the country,
yeah.
all across the world. And there's a demo day going on this Saturday at Montage Mountain.
Close enough.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to head on up there with the husband and some friends.
There you
and
go.
I'm going to demo.
Do
yep.
some boarding.
I'm going to demo for the first time this winter a pair of Gilson skis. I've never been on them before, but
all
I'm
right.
excited about that edge. The way that they make their edges different.
Yeah, they're supposedly
mm-hmm.
different.
So. Yep, so the soft edge.
There you go, guys. So well, good luck this weekend. Don't break a leg. You only say that in the theater.
I'll be okay.
All right.
It's Eyeland's best eye exams.
Late night TV.
The CDC has issued a warning to people against snuggling and kissing hedgehogs after 11 people were infected with a strain of salmonella. Hey, baby, it's your fault for not asking, said Sonic.
94.1 WQKX News is on the way next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm taking a look for musical birthdays here.
Anything?
Charlie Wilson is 66 years old today. You don't know that name. Nobody knows that name. But he was a member of the Gap Band. You dropped a bomb on me.
Oh, yeah. That's
Berber. Adam Lambert is celebrating a birthday today. Did he win American Idol or no?
He was second to David Cook, but now he's still obviously with Queen and
yeah.
killing it there.
Yeah, he is doing a great job. For yeah. country fans.
That was a good season of American Idol, by the way.
It was that year. Country music's Eric Paisley is 36 today. That's about it. I can't sing like Eric Paisley because I have no idea who the guy is.
And we definitely can't sing as high as Adam Lambert.
But I could do. You dropped a bomb on me, baby. It is time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Andrea Yeager from Mount Carmel. She's 47.
Happy birthday to Ladrika Miller from Muncie, 64 today.
Katie Goodling from Dry Valley is 33. Happy birthday.
Angelia Cohen from Watsontown is 41.
Happy birthday to Tammy McPherson. She's from Sunbury and 55 today.
Kevin Bowen from Middleburg is 38. Happy birthday.
Debbie Miller from Catawissa is 47 today.
Troy Freed from Penns Creek is 51.
Lisa Macaluso from Middleburg is 57. Happy birthday.
Josephine Kerstetter from Sealands Grove is 35 years old today. You don't hear the name Josephine a lot. That's cool.
It's a neat name. I do like that name.
I do like that, yeah.
Happy birthday to Josephine. And we're a little slow in the text club today, but I don't see anything coming in. Nope, nothing doing.
It's a light birthday day.
Although, Chrissy Hoover just popped in with, please wish my sister, Melissa Van, a happy 42nd birthday. So there you go. You snuck in just under the wire there. Melissa, happy birthday. Everybody's got one.
That's right. We'd love to celebrate them. So you can text us, 49330, message us on the 94KX Facebook page, or you can call us, 1-800-326-94KX. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
It's coming down now.
I do like the All-American Rejects.
A lot of feedback. So do I. The top 10 fears of Americans. I was reading this early this morning. You know what the top fear of an American person is? A snake.
Oh, I was going to say spiders.
Ooh, wonder if they're on the list. Snake, though, I would think it was the fear of heights, don't you? Almost everybody I know is afraid of heights. I'm not.
I'm not either. My husband is.
Right.
Some of my best friends are.
But snakes, number one, 51% of Americans are afraid to some degree of a snake.
My sister hates snakes. So does my mom.
Remember we had that big giant snake in the studio here? Wasn't that funny?
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was great. Number two is heights. Number three is the dentist. How'd you like to be a dentist and know that?
Everyone fears you.
Three. Yeah. I have the nicest dentist in the world. Shout out to Dr. Kyle in Bloomsburg. Number four, confined spaces, you know, as in claustrophobic. Number five, needles. Hello. Mm. I'm there. Don't like needles. Number six, clowns.
Oh, boy.
I kind of hate clowns. I know
I
the fear
too.
Of them. Every time I see a clown, I want to punch him in the face. I don't know why.
It just freaks me out that, like,
they're not funny.
No,
they're, goofy,
they're not. They're weird.
Yeah. Number seven, public speaking. Well, we don't have that problem.
No, we do not.
Number eight, the dark. We were thrust into darkness yesterday live on the show.
Oopsies, that was kind of my fault.
I'm just kept the breaker.
Yeah, we did. Because I needed some healthy toast.
You're making toast on the radio live.
Yeah, that happened.
That toaster never tripped a breaker. Maybe we should get a new toaster. Number nine is flying. Okay, some people have the fear to fly. They don't like the airlines. They don't like being in the air.
Fair enough.
Speaking of flying, number 10, I don't understand at all. The top 10 American fears. Number 10, birds.
Birds? like, are we Alfred Hitchcock?
Well, yeah, Tippi Hedren running down the street.
Okay.
I don't know. I if there is someone out there that has the fear of birds, please give us a call toll free and we'll talk about it because I...
Right?
Like, how do you live with that fear? Every time you walk out in the yard, ah!
I know, right?
You know, don't go to the city. They got pigeons. There's the top 10 American fears. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Ask the expert. Is
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News coming up next. Sports and AccuWeather. Another check on WinterNet. See if we have any kind of update. There are closings and there are delays. We just did the top 10 American fears, and number one was snakes. I was reading this morning that a woman in Australia sat on the toilet and got bitten by a 5-foot python.
Oh.
What?
She got bit in the hiney. Oh. The dupa.
The dupa.
Oh, my.
The dupa.
First of all, I got to just throw this out there. When you go into the bathroom, you kind of look.
Yeah, how do you not
sit,
see
right?
that? Yeah. One would think.
Well, and like in my household, the lid is always down because of the animals.
Oh, that makes sense.
Like, yes. like the whole thing. I'm not
right.
just talking
about
the seat.
You don't want a cat
seat.
To fall in.
Exactly, the lid. So like
or
when
do you
lift,
yeah,
when you lift the lid, you kind of take a quick peek.
Yeah.
Usually, yeah.
What was the python? I mean, it was just hanging out in there?
A 5-foot python,
that's
too.
A big python.
You know, like, you can't mistake that for a duty. You know what I mean? I mean, that's a big snake.
I really want to travel to Australia, but I feel like I'll need increased life insurance because everything there can kill you. Even going to the bathroom.
That's why I'm never going there.
Very good point, Laura. Very good.
I'll just have to save up.
That
to
should
take...
be their new slogan for travel agents.
Yeah, really.
Come to Australia.
Everything can kill you.
Yes.
What does your morning sound like?
94KX, this is Caller 9.
Oh, great.
All right. You are qualified to win that Gilson snowboard. After the season, they'll custom make it just for you for next year. Who's this?
This is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Where are you calling from?
I'm on my way to Lewisburg.
Yeah. Where do you live?
Danville.
Danville to Lewisburg, commuting with Tom and Laura in the morning.
Absolutely.
Thank
Kelly,
you.
How are the roads?
Not bad on 642 and 45.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it. Well, drive safe and tell everyone on this snowy morning what station made you a winner.
94KX.
Who has Lincoln?
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura in the morning. This is going to be historic. It's a Try It Tuesday, and I brought my dark chocolate Oreos, which I think are the greatest invention ever, and you are going to get the most. Is that
okay,
what they're called?
Yes. So
Oreo most.
Oreo most. The most stuffed cookies. So Oreo came out, they have double stuffed and whatever, but Oreo came out with the most stuffed, and I failed. I couldn't find them anywhere. But fun fact, my mom, as you all heard earlier this morning, was behind me on Route 61.
Right.
So she was like, I'll go to Wise's on 4th Street and look and I'll get them. And guess what? Mama Waschaleski came in for the win. So
okay.
She's here.
Because you brought the wrong ones. They're mega stuff.
I did. I brought the wrong ones. So, Mom.
So we want to try the most stuff. So
So my mom, Anita, is here.
So yes, we can call her Anita?
Good morning, everyone.
She's here. My mom is here.
Laura's mom is in the studio.
Right to the rescue.
With a wise bag.
Because I failed at my job today, and I was late because of this. It's a mess. Today is a mess.
So mom always comes to the rescue, no matter what the situation.
Exactly right.
Whether it's I forgot my gym clothes in high school, mom, you have to bring them to the school. Hurry up. And that was before cell phones. I had to use the payphone at the back of the gym.
Doesn't matter.
You could have sent out a smoke signal. Mom would still save your butt.
All right, so mom, pull them out. What do you have?
All right, let's go.
I failed too.
Oh!
Wait, she got the same one.
The mega stuff too.
Mom, it's the mega stuff. They're not the most stuff.
No, we want them. They're supposed to look like an ice cream sandwich.
This is all they had. How much more stuff could there be?
Well, apparently, they look like ice cream sandwiches. They're that big.
Yeah.
And our friend Cassie Paul tried them.
Okay.
She posted a picture on Facebook. Where do you get these cookies?
Where do you get them?
I guess they're sold out all over the place now.
Wow. Well, we were going to go Facebook Live and try the most stuff. Or here's what we do.
Okay.
Let's make our own.
Ooh, I like that idea.
That's easy.
Name it something. Come up with a name, quick.
Monster Stuffed.
Monster Stuffed.
The 94KX Monster Stuffed Oreo on a Try It Tuesday.
Love it.
Oh, yeah. Let's say it like those monster truck guys, too. Introducing Oreo Monster Stuffed.
All right, so should we go Facebook Live?
Let's do it right
now. With my mom. Mom, do you have on your face for radio?
I do.
She looks lovely.
All right, good.
She looks lovely. All right, here we go. We're going to go Facebook Live. People switch over. You'll get to meet Laura's mom. This is history in radio. Or it's just something really totally stupid. We don't care.
That's right.
Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work with some late night TV.
A spokesman for the nation's air traffic controllers put it this way. He said, it will be like starting up a 150-car freight train and getting it to full speed. That's how much the shutdown has set us back. Air traffic controllers are using train metaphors.
It's time
for KX, drinking the red wine already, are you? UB40, no. We're just having fun, though. Your mom could come and visit anytime she wants.
Yes, I agree.
She is pretty cool. And I'm not just saying that because she's standing in the room and I'm on the radio.
Yeah, she's still here. She has her coat on. She's ready to leave. The whole idea, like, we should come up with a passport, like people who have visited the show that are allowed to come back.
You get your little stamp.
Get a little, like a Knoebel thing or something. We stamp your hand or your little passport and you're allowed to show up whenever you want.
I just think it's really funny that we bought the same Oreos.
I'm telling you, you're the same person.
Every once in a while,
you say, well, I act like my dad. And I'm like, I don't know.
She tells me,
Len's a pretty good guy, but you look like your mom and you act like her.
That I act like my dad sometimes, especially when it comes to waking up in the morning, things I say.
Your dad isn't listening right now, is he?
He probably is listening right now.
Oh, well, then I'll just flat out ask you, is it a bad thing to be like your dad?
Absolutely not. He's the coolest.
Okay.
Everyone who knows Lenny knows that he is the coolest.
See, now I'm more like Mama Morgan. She's just a big bowl full of jelly, and she's just a big, lovable Coalregion woman, right?
I'm here to call into the show now.
And don't I act that way?
I'm telling you, you've been to lunch with my mom. I want to go to lunch with your mom, but I've spoken to her on the phone, which is great.
My mom is great. My dad, I would have liked to have been more like my dad, but my dad was just nuts. Now, before you say anything, Matt, you're nuts too, Tom. I mean nuts kind of nuts. I mean Clint Eastwood kind of nuts. If you've ever seen the movie Gran Torino, that was my dad. He would sit on the front porch with a dog, drinking a beer and reading the paper all year round. During this polar vortex we're about to get, my dad would still sit on the front porch in the Coalregion, drinking a beer and reading the paper and petting the dog. Saying stuff like, get off my lawn, right? I mean, that's the way he talked.
Leave that nativity alone.
Oh, yeah. I told the story at Christmas time.
That's why it had to be moved to the porch.
Yep. Because anybody touch the illuminated plastic nativity scene, boy, he was on them.
Oh, Lord.
With the hunting rifle.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's another real quick one. Halloween time, he would dress up like a scarecrow and lay on the porch.
That's hilarious.
And then kids would come up to trick or treat and he'd get up. And he'd say, get off my porch. And they'd run, crying, screaming, and he'd laugh. So there, aren't you glad that I'm more like my mama?
I am.
Yeah.
I think we all are.
Yes.
Yes, news is next.
It's Island
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Try It Tuesday was great with our own homemade Oreos because we couldn't find the most stuff. So we invented the 94KX monster stuff.
It's 7 layers of cream and it's awesome.
So you grab megas and you jam them all together.
We grabbed mega stuffed Oreos.
It was a little much.
It was a little too much. Yeah. But I'm just going to shout out right now to Oreo and the Nabisco Company.
Yeah.
If they steal our idea
monster
to make
stuff?
The monster stuffed, mm-hmm. I want royalties.
So do I. I'd like the chunk of that. Today is also Bacon Day with McDonald's. And that's kind of a cool thing, too.
It is. It's a big deal because the Big Mac now has bacon.
Bacony goodness.
Now, you have to listen to Kyle Alexander in the afternoon because he does have a coupon hookup. For those bacon lovers out there that would like to try it on a Big Mac.
So you can win today.
Well, it's not really winning. It's just like a sneaky style hookup. I'm not even sure we're really supposed to be like giving out these
double
things.
Secret probation kind of stuff.
Yep. So listen for Kyle. It's during the Way Back Lunch, which is perfect. Because, okay. I mean, who doesn't want bacon for lunch?
Is there anyone? I don't think so.
Everyone wants bacon for lunch.
Listen to Win with Kyle coming up later on today. 94KX.
Triangle Tech graduates get important jobs.
4KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. In case you're wondering, the name of that song is Nothing Breaks Like a Heart.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
I didn't either. I had no idea.
I had no clue.
Yeah, that's our girl Miley.
You don't like that song.
No, that's all she sings. Did you ever hear a song like that where you're like, what's the name of that song? And it's all they sing in the song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, several.
And then there are others that you'd think, everybody dance now. Wow. Wah,
and that
wah,
would be the
wah.
Name.
And it's not.
And it's not.
So, always a big surprise. Kyle's in the house. He made it.
Kyle, what did you think of the 94KX monster stuffed cookie?
The first bite, I thought it was awesome. And then after the first bite, it was just yuck. There was too much cream.
Too much sugar.
Yeah.
I encourage everyone in Central Pennsylvania to go and make their own whatever stuffed Oreo they
feel
like.
The most Oreo. It's called the most Oreo.
It seems stuffed
to be sold out everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we made our own today.
We did. So, I mean, you could do all kinds of crazy combinations if you wanted to, because there are literally 5,000 different flavors of Oreos now.
Yeah. Just make your own bag. And what does your mom say? With the extra cookies, make a pie crust.
Grind them up and make a pie crust. That's such a mom thing to say.
I used a couple of the extra cookies as chasers for the cream.
Excellent idea. Kyle the Chaser's on the way next. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.